Good morning, and thank you for tuning in to Dugout Talk. I'm Kai, your host, and today I am here with my two roommates, Bailey and B-Dog. They will be here just shortly. They had to go to the bathroom, had a little incident before class. But today we'll just be talking about our previous games, and we talked last week about how we had just a few games coming up, and I'll just give you guys an input on that, and then we'll just honestly keep it a chill day and just talk about other things that are non-softball related. So basically real true and honest dugout talk is what we're gonna be doing today. It's gonna get fun and it'll get gritty, but I'm gonna start off with a new song from Boss Mandalo. And if you know, I like to play my music based on my game day playlist, and he's coming out a new song, so I'm bringing you guys new songs. And if you like Boss Man, then definitely here you go. Big Zaw is going to come in and he's going to sing. And whenever we get back from music break, I'll have my roommates with me and then we'll just get right into our show. Thank you for tuning in. You're tuning in to us on the official HEC radio at hawkradio.primostream.com. And make sure you tune back in after this break.
Can't get this from nowhere else. It's only Genoa.
What you trying to do? Gotta give me about 15 minutes. Yeah. Get what? Get what? Huh? I take a 7 off, make it 21 like I'm Tim Duncan. Yo, picking and choosing, we got this jumping. Give me the ball, I dunk on like I'm 6-something. Brought the tool in here like he trying to fix something. All this weight around the trap, spotted like a gym, baby. Bro got a 40 land on his shirt like Sean Kemp, baby. I'm smoking on something, got me higher than a blimp, baby. You can't play me like them, I ain't one of them, baby. 23, super cool, drop the top, show my ass. You ready to die about that silly dude? Sad. Found out basketball wasn't it, I had to get it off the glass. You better not play with nobody in this, or we gon' crash. You ain't get no money, might well shut up. Yeah, switch your lanes and striker, watch me cut up. I got 2 Michael Vicks left, give me 3 apiece. I gotta take a power now, this is all beating me. You on that post, don't even call my phone. I can't give a PJ, leave me alone. We move that with quickness, we gon' get it gone. It's like me and bro. Just don't get along. She know I love that thick. That shit turn me on. Hey, babe, you look delicious. Some you out the bone. Hey, she ain't get her dick. That shit homegrown. I ain't never did no snitch. I don't need cologne. I take a 7 off, make it 21 like I'm Tim Duncan. Yo, picking and choosing, we got this shit jumping. Give me the ball, I dunk on like I'm 6-something. Brought the tool in here like he trying to fix something. All this weight around the trap, spotted like a gym, baby. Bro got a 40 land on his shirt like Sean Kemp, baby. I'm smoking on something, got me higher than a blimp, baby. You can't play me like them, I ain't one of them, baby.
Hello and welcome back to Dugout Talk. I'm Kai, your host, and you're listening to us on the official HEC radio at hawkradio.primostream.com. I am here with my lovely roommates. Go ahead and introduce you guys yourselves, please.
B-Dog.
Bailey.
Hey, y'all haven't heard from Bailey in like 17 weeks. I don't know where she's been.
Back and better than ever.
Hey, with like 5 eyelashes on one eye. But it's okay. So Bailey had got a Red Bull this morning, and we literally saved it so we can do our ASMR. So everyone, please, you're on mic red. I'm going to turn it up all the way. Everyone, please, if you can, listen to this. Okay. 10 out of 10. Oh, my gosh. It's something about a good Red Bull, am I right?
That was good.
Hey, the crack.
No, I want one.
The crack, I know. I'm finna sip on her.
Commercial break.
The crack sounded so nice in my headphones. I'm like, if I could wake up to that, I'd be like this. Hallelujah. Right? Like looking for a Red Bull. Amen.
That's what I would sing. There we go.
So basically, last week, y'all, I had did, you know, the show, you know, and I just basically talked about how softball, you know, that life goes and life doesn't go on. So you can't really just let softball determine who you are as a whole. And that, I guess I was mainly speaking to myself because, and all of us, because it's like that's what our whole life is about, is softball. So I just had to realize that, like, even though softball can get your mental state not at its highest, you can't let it get you at your lowest. So I think that's something I just talked about last week. And I just talked about how our games and how they were going. But then after that, I just moved on, just talked about other stuff because it's not that exciting, you know. But last night, I will say, we were able to come home with a sweep. Both of my roommates started each game. We had B-Dog start game one, and she did beautiful. And then we had Bailey start game two, and she did beautiful too. I'm proud of both of them. They both did very good. I think as we go on, they're learning new things. And from seeing different batters, it's different all around. So you two, what do y'all think yesterday was your biggest strength while pitching?
Mine was hitting location. I was doing better on that.
Oh, so you're trying to place it.
Next. Okay.
I just took that. Go.
But last night's performance was way better than I have been doing. But also, it was a lower level hitting team.
Yeah.
They were not as good. So I was missing a lot on movements. So I was hitting location, but I would rather have movement than no location.
Agreed.
Because wild, like, pitch. I got hit, you know, I may have hit the location of the pitch, but yeah. Was it moving like it should have? No. And so agreed. She hit me.
Agreed.
But I mean, got the
but,
out.
But like loser. We've talked about though, still got the out. You're a loser. Like we talked about though, that like as we're getting older and as we're playing these more competitive batters, it's gonna be a lot harder to have all these strikeouts and what no hitters. You know what I'm saying? Like I don't know.
I had a couple strikeouts.
Yes, Bailey, and we're proud of you for that. I'm like,
me too.
Now she wants. Oh, here we go, guys. So, FYI, since you guys do not know, you guys do know, they're both pitchers. So, it's always a constant something about something and something. Literally, like no kizzy, no cap. But anyways, Bailey, what was your biggest strength while pitching yesterday?
That they didn't hit the ball off of me.
Hey.
I mean, my placement was better. I felt like I pitched better the other day. Actually, it's kind of crazy. I feel like I pitched better last night than I did in the Daytona game. Collectively. Like, better control of the ball.
Makes sense.
So I guess that makes sense.
Makes sense.
Well, tomorrow we play Indian River, so however I pitch...
Yesterday,
I think I did better yesterday, well, tomorrow will be the
will
real
be a real
show.
Test. Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Am I actually getting better?
For thanks for changing the subject and cutting me off.
Oh, well, you can continue. I'm sorry.
So since B-Dog is on that, yesterday we finally got our two dubs, so now we are 10-26. Yay, we have a win streak of two. We're gonna get off that though. But yes, tomorrow we do play Indian River, and I think Indian River are they number one in the conference right now? I think they might be number two. Them and FSW are just tied, and that is the crazy part because they're both two absolutely crazy talented teams. But it's okay. We have, how many games do we have left? Is it like,
should be 24.
Let me see. Yeah. But I think that's crazy, though, because, let's go.
We have half of conference left, plus a game.
8, 10, 12, 14, 16. We have 16 games left, and that's it. Mm. What's 34 plus 16?
We haven't played, played Seminole at all.
So 18, then.
And that other school that got rained down and removed.
No, I think it was just that one.
Maybe
because remember we play Seminole and then
we made it up already.
Don't we play Seminole and then play them again?
Yeah.
So it's like how Miami-Dade was.
Yeah. Oh, we have that one game from Miami-Dade too, but
I don't know. Yeah, but that game obviously isn't getting made up at all. because I think we'd have to go to Miami. Yeah. But anyways, we have just a little bit left of our season. We're now coming into the last month of our season, and it's a bittersweet moment. You know, it's exciting and then it's not exciting. These are the last moments for some people to ever play softball, and then some people are moving on. But also just the friendships that we've made, I think that we'll all definitely miss that. I could say, I've said 1,000 times to roommates, that they couldn't have chose better roommates for me and my roommates, LOL, because I think we all definitely match each other's personalities, and we're all very real people, and I think that's what makes us stand out from other people, is that we spit straight facts, no printer, only.
And we don't mind sticking up.
For other people.
For other people,
and
for
just
what
things
we
that
believe.
We believe in. Yeah. Agreed. So,
our expectations, we don't mind sticking up for those. We don't mind asking questions.
Oh, period.
Sticking up to bullies.
Bullies. I like bullies. But, yes. So, I think other than that, we play Indian River, and then next week, after we go to Indian River, which is going to low-key suck because we play at 4 and 6, so we're not going to get done until, like, 8, and then we're not going to get back home until, like, 11:30. And then we play St. Pete Tuesday at St. Pete. And then, next week we play Eastern, guys. Did y'all know that?
Nope.
Next Thursday, y'all, we play
Eastern. Didn't we beat
Eastern.
Them?
No. Oh. It was 3-0 and then run rolled?
Yeah.
I didn't play that day.
You don't
no
remember?
Idea.
That was when we were, that was the fights.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so the game at home next Thursday is definitely going to be a crazy one. I'm going to let y'all know that now. If you would like to pop out, probably pop out, because it's going to get very intense and very crazy. But other than that, softball, I think, you know, it's going. So we're letting it go, and we're going right with it. We're going to take another short music break, and when we get back from this music break, we're going to get into our daily lives. Bailey has some tea, so now we're cutting the air. Make sure you tune back in. And after you tune back in off this short music break, we're going to be listening to 21 Savage, Red Rum, because that is a beautiful song, and it is clean, of course. Make sure you tune back in on hawkradio.primostream.com. Thank you.
go, come up out that scat. He stood on business, now he laying on his back.
Yeah.
Ask around, I be rapping number facts.
Yeah.
We the reason all these running track.
Oh God.
You ain't never stuck, you can't tell me a thing.
21.
I got and I'm letting them hang.
21.
Keep my mouth closed and that's never gonna change.
21.
You get in the jam and go to pointing and blame.
21.
I ain't let it slide, I was sharpening aim. Smoking on my brothers, got his love slain. You know it's smoke, cause they ain't even take off his chain. Say it's up with me, yo, must do
21.
Want it all, I won't leave a breadcrumb. What I thought of, said some. Thought of, said some. G block, all we know is red rum, red rum, red rum, red rum, red rum. G block, all we know is red rum, red rum, red rum, red rum, red rum. All we know is.
Hello and welcome back to Dugout Talk. Thank you for tuning in. You're listening to us on the official HTC radio at hawkradio.primostream.com. I'm Kai and I'm here with my roommates, B-Dog and Bailey. I'm sorry if you heard that long sigh. I guess it's a long morning. She's looking at Rays games, but we're going to mind her. Anyways, so now you know, we're just going to chill out. We're going to talk more about like our lives and other things outside of softball because, you know, life is more, there's more to life than just softball. So what's my first question is going to be, what is the main thing that you're looking forward to during summer?
My job, making money.
Making money. I like that. I like how you think, because me and broke don't get along.
Time out. Back to the Rays game. The guy's name is Randy Irizarina, something like that.
Okay, forgive her, Randy, if she pronounced that wrong.
And he, after he does anything like crazy, he just sits there and stares at the camera, or he puts his hand in front of his face.
So that's when me. I do something crazy, can y'all sit there and record me? I'm like this.
Just stare at the camera. Every time I get a strikeout, I'm going to just look at the game changer camera and just stare.
Yeah, so. B-Dog, people are going to think you've lost it.
Yeah.
1,000%.
Well, it's fine if he does it. It's wrong.
It is, but like, you're just going to stare at the camera.
Yeah.
No hand wave. Just like, they're going to think
well,
that you're crazy.
You cross your arms.
Okay. No, I told you what you have to do. When you strike a girl out, send her back to the dugout. That is so clean. Just they strike out and be like,
sit back down. But if we're being run ruled and I strike somebody out,
still do it.
Sit back down.
Sit back down.
We need to go to the
No, I think, I don't know if I like the waving them over to the dugout or the sitting them down better. Because. Bailey's literally going to throw her a chair. I love that for you, Bailey.
It's going to be a real chair.
Bailey, I think you're looking forward to, I was going to say no school, but never mind.
I have summer classes, but.
I know, I'm sorry.
I'm looking forward to having a job.
And
I'm also going to get to coach softball over the summer, so I'm excited for that. Means I should be in every city near you this whole summer.
Hey, I think she's talking about me.
California.
Yeah. What did she say?
Colorado.
Okay, that's no city near us, B-Dog.
I know. All the tournaments are out of state, so I'm excited for that. I'm going to travel the world, and I'm not even playing. That's the best part. I can do what I want.
That is. Hey, I'm hyped for you. I just thought about that. Anyways, yes, I think I'm looking forward to stacking my
MFing
bread because y'all know how I come. Y'all don't see these toes, but these toes got slayed. I paid $120, so obviously the school ain't paying for that. So I need to go to work so I can get me some moolah.
Now call me whenever I'm, you know, a month into my job and I have to wake up every day. I'm gonna hate the job. And
yeah.
But you know,
but you know what? You know what you're gonna feel better about when you see that check hit your account. You're gonna be like, hold up.
When I'm working at 5 a.m. again.
Who's working at 5? Who's working at 5, baby?
Well, I used to. So I'm
I did too. I used to work at 7 a.m. So
the earliest I ever had to work was
I'm gonna transfer to Longhorn from Olive Garden, just Longhorn Lakeland. So if you guys, they better give me a job out, so they wouldn't give me a job because excuse me. My
dude,
mom was
for
like,
real, I'll go see
y'all
you.
Come see me. My mom was like, we can work there together. And I was like, Maggie,
again,
you don't have to always be with me. But that okay, would be kind of nice. That would be kind of nice. You know what I'm saying? But
I'd be like, sit me down with Miss Maggie.
Miss Maggie.
Or Miss Kai.
Miss Kai.
Kai Annabelle.
At that time, I think I'm going to be not married. So it's okay. Never mind, guys. I basically am married, guys. So don't podcast. Don't try to hit my DMs. Please don't try to add me on Snapchat. Nothing. When I come famous, just know I still got my man. Okay. Okay.
Now me? DMs are open.
Slide in them. Rizz her up. Her and Bailey. Bailey's is Bailey underscore H40, I think. B Dogs is chicken breast.
No.
That's the spam.
Don't look at the spam.
Mine is, wait, let me see. Bailey underscore Herrera. Very simple.
She's a Herrera, by the way. So she ain't even black, bilingual, but she's still a Herrera.
I thought you said black.
She ain't even black.
I was like, what?
Forgive us, podcast, please. But anyways, yes, I'm super excited to start stacking my money. The main thing that I'm super excited for is my birthday. My birthday podcast is May 31st. So if anyone wants to send me any messages, you can send me messages on my Snapchat and TikTok and Instagram. And I'm also going to be making TikToks over the summer. I'm going to become TikTok famous. And my roommates are going to be like, we know her. We know her. And hey. Then I'm going to have y'all come collab with me.
Hey, first purchase of the new job will be an upgrade of the phone because it's my phone right now. Well, you hear that? That's my phone.
Yeah, that is her phone. It's like a cricket.
I'm gonna upgrade it, and then I'm going to go TikTok famous too.
Hey, yeah, I'm definitely finna upgrade, y'all. So low key, I've been thinking I do not want to get the big behind 15. I really want the 13 Plus Pro, whatever. Y'all know how Apple get to making Plus Pro, X Max, Air Max. Like they're over here making shoes now. I'm confused. sir, like a sandal. I think that I'm definitely ready to get me my new phone, but my new camera, I just had to get my phone fixed, guys, because it just broke on the way to work. And did I tell you guys I got lost? I'm leaving Lakeland. I'm leaving Taylor's job. I'm looking at his GPS before I leave, and I'm like, all right, it says three lights down. I'm like, dang, did I already count this light or not? So I was almost late as heck to work, but it's okay. I prayed that the Lord gave me direction, and he did, and I made it to work on time. Enough time for me to calm down in my car, if that makes sense. But I am excited for that. But yes, my birthday is May 31st, and that's coming up, and I'm too excited for that because I think I'm going on vacation with my man, but I don't know where we're going yet. So if you guys have any suggestions, let me know in the comments. Let me know, chat. Anyways, guys, last time I was on the vlog about how if you could travel one place in the world and stay there for 3 weeks, where would you go? I said Bora Bora. I would love to go to Bora Bora.
Wait, travel anywhere in the world?
Anywhere.
And stay there for 3 weeks?
3 weeks.
I will choose England.
What?
But the whole country, because it takes like 3 hours to travel across the country.
I want a British boyfriend, so.
Yeah.
That's my idea.
Yeah, I'll go to the countryside.
Bailey, ain't nothing to look like the boys that you've been with now, though, baby girl. Look, y'all.
Hey, but listen, you go to, time out. If I go to England and I strengthen my country accent a little bit and I talk like this, I'm going to be real popular
over
there.
But baby girl, I could go over there and talk to you.
If I strengthen my country accent.
I'd be like, wow, but listen, wow, I love the accent.
Okay, listen, if I'm going on vacation,
yeah,
if I'm going on vacation,
I don't hear no accent.
I don't want to be bothered. I want to be living my life peacefully. Like, I want to wake up to the dolphins looking at me, handing me my pancakes and bacon in the bed. That's what
dolphins handing you pancakes.
Exactly, baby. That's what I want.
But time out. The weather outside today, I love the weather outside today.
It feels good.
Even though it's like that in England.
Pause. Yeah, and it looks
like
it's like that in England. Now I'm ready to go.
You know that people over there are very much more depressed than people over here in America because of the weather. Exactly.
You know what?
She's going to come back. Oh, no.
Listen to this.
She'll come back just yelling. It'll be like 20 years from now. She's going to come back and having PTSD from HCC.
Oh, my goodness. Listen to this. Like I said, I can go over there with very minimal
Bailey,
accents.
Do this?
and they'll love it because they're British, you know?
I love it because I'm British.
And I'll be really popular.
Bailey, this canoe got another side to it, so you shouldn't fall on this one, baby.
And all I have to do is say, yeah, we have red Solo cups. Yeah, we have yellow school buses. Yeah, we drive on the right side of the road. And boom, I'll be popular. So how about that?
That's my plan. How about this? I'll go over there.
And they speak English. I don't have to learn a new language.
You know what I'm going
to
do?
I want to go to Italy.
Pause. I'm going to go over there. Let's just all go to Paris. Let's jump on the Eiffel Tower. Let's climb
together.
No, so boom, I'm gonna go over there. Anywhere we go, I'm gonna get me a full bust down with the Bayang, okay? Full 30 inch. They're gonna be like, "Who is she?" And I'm like, "This is."
They have black people in England.
I'm gonna tell them, "I'm black, but this is America, baby."
But time out. That's another thing.
And Bailey, I'm not black. I'm half white.
Hey,
and so don't try to take away from my Caucasity.
Yeah, and time out. Yeah. English people don't have very good.
I wish I could put screenshot edits on the
don't put my business on the podcast right
on the podcast.
Time out, Kai.
She lying.
Time out, Kai. British people don't have very good fashion sense, exactly. So I can go over there with bare minimum.
You
a tint?
How you think?
Yeah,
look, me. Ba.
Yeah, I go over there with some flare jeans, some boots. Boom, popular.
Not the flare jeans.
They're
and
like,
boots.
Who is this?
I
Who
think they
this?
Have flare jeans and boots in England.
Yeah, but
don't quote me. But
do you see,
I'm pretty sure.
Do we have any England listeners right now?
Hey, if you're English, call the line
call
and
the
tell
line.
Me
it's
if y'all have ever wore
324-1048. Let me repeat it again. 813-324-1048. And this is an American number. I don't know if it's different over there. I'm sorry. Anyways, go ahead.
And time out. Have you ever seen an English
813-324-1048? Uno mas. The phone is ringing, guys.
Hello. Thank you for tuning in to the Hawk Radio. PrimoShow.com. I can see that you're listening.
I was just hearing y'all's conversation about England and
I was
curious because I'm almost positive they wear boots and jeans in England.
Hey, but not like the Americans do. Okay.
Anyways, I'm hanging up on you. Sorry, England person.
Wow.
Anyways, guys,
that was very informative.
That was a fake English person. They're just, y'all are spamming my line now. Stop calling my phone. I know I'm popular.
That was very informative.
Thank you. So they
thank
do
you,
have
random caller out there.
Thank you, random caller from England.
They have boots and jeans, but not like
you think
how
got,
we
you
have
think
it
they
here.
Got bust downs?
No.
So that's why, you know what? Boom. I'm going to go over there, bring like, I'm going to go over there and just bring a few wigs and show them. Yes, that too. I'm going to go over there and bring some wigs. I'm going to show them. I'm going to start laying wigs. Bailey, we're going to go over there and slay some wigs. Bomb.
And English people and are known for not having
eyelashes.
The best teeth. And you know what? I'll fit right in. I got a tooth gap. You know, I may not be popular for my
podcast.
Good teeth.
I'm over her.
But
that's can you come back as a model too? I've heard a lot of English people are models.
Ooh,
well,
I didn't know if she was trying to eat you up or
and
what.
And I had like brown hair.
Yeah.
Most of them have brown hair. Thank you.
Podcast. I'm taking a sip of my water out my
So are you moving to England? Like, I'm curious now. I thought you were just going for vacation.
For 3 weeks? Mm-hmm. Dude, I'll be really popular for 3 weeks.
I'm proud of you. And I think that you should do it now. Anyways,
I think it's
on
the best
to
the fit
next,
for me. Sorry.
On to the next question.
Next.
What is one thing in your life while you're growing up, or what is one thing you're looking forward to being a grown adult?
Living on my own.
Living on your own, Bailey. Are you excited to live on your own? I thought you said you want to stay with your parents.
I don't want to. I have to.
Don't call CPS on her. They ain't forcing her to stay there. She just wants to. What about you?
Having kids.
Oh,
whenever they go to
podcast, she got real. You know what? Actually, podcast, I can't wait till I have my own little baby. Like, but listen, podcast, real talk. This is what I should call this, real talk. If my baby come out ugly, podcast, I'm not posting it. I'm going to be so sad. I'll be like, put it back in there.
But specifically, like, having kids and you just dropped them off at elementary school and I get to go back home.
Yeah, but to me, in my head, that's low-key stressful.
Like, no.
My man better be making big banks so I can stay home and just get my nails done. But I just want to go to work. I told him, I said, babe, I just want to work, like, once a week. That's it. Twice, maybe.
Well, I told you, like, how my younger brother was in elementary school when I was driving. And I would just go drop him off and come back home, do homework, clean, just whatever, and then go pick him up after school. And I really like that. Like, it's just a, which I like, it's a schedule that you have to stay on.
That's what I'm excited for over the summer, is to get myself on a schedule to get, honestly though, guys, I'm really honestly excited to move into my own apartment. I know that you guys stay pretty far, but are you guys going to come to my housewarming party?
Yes, I'll try.
As you see, I said party.
I guess so.
Housewarming party.
I'll try.
You can stay the night.
Yeah, you know how it is with my...
Oh, no, I know. You have... Bailey, you got to pick her up and bring her. Because
I don't know if the truck can do that much driving.
What do you mean?
Oh, since the last time we were on the podcast, Bailey got a truck.
Hey, I did.
Bailey turned it in the...
The Camry for Camry.
A Ford
F-150.
A Ford F-150 that...
On 35s, if you were curious, so don't come for me.
Period. And don't. And I'm still driving the Lac.
And I'm still driving the Corolla.
The Corolla upgraded to lights on the wheels.
And then I took the lights off too. Because
only
after.
Two of them worked, but it's okay. That's Bailey broke one.
I was really trying. I told her if she ever wants rock lights, something real.
We've been telling her we want something real, but she don't want to do it.
No, they haven't ordered it yet. When it's sitting at my door.
She was going to order it. Bailey said, I'll buy it for you, baby. Don't worry.
Bailey was pitching.
I wasn't being serious when I said I would buy it for them.
No, I took it serious.
Yeah, nope. Bailey was pitching fit that she couldn't get the light on my wheel right. She said, I'll just buy you a real one.
I'll just buy you a real one, baby girl.
And that's what she said.
Just like that. Just like that, spam. LOL. But yes, I think I'm definitely excited to start just experiencing life, B-Dog, without softball. You know what I'm saying? Because for what, 15 years of my life, I've only known... I've been playing softball for 15 years of my life. I'm 20. What the heck?
I think for me, it's not never going to end. I'm going to stay coaching.
We talk about this all the time. I'm talking about what life will be like without me physically having to wake up, go to the gym, go to practice, do homework. We've been in this same routine for how long? Exactly. You know what I'm saying? I'm ready for a new routine. Yes, I'll still go out there and I'll still keep myself involved. But I feel like I'll keep myself involved if my kids are playing sports.
I know a lot of people...
I don't really see myself going to coach out of my way because, like, I have brothers, so it's not like I'm, like... I wouldn't really know where to start, and I just wouldn't want to be a coach by myself. Like, just... I'm just like, yeah, I'm putting a coach, Christina. I don't have no staff, no friends.
Yeah.
I'm just going to go out there.
I think my dad, has a little bit
of Impact organization. Shout out Florida Impact.
Hey, now Bailey gave me a job. I'm going to travel with Bailey all summer.
Yep. Dude, hotel's paid for.
Okay. That's all you have to say.
And you get paid? Do you get paid or no?
No. I don't even care.
It's a volunteer.
I don't even care. Bailey, spam. Bailey just put her toes on me. And I wish I could screenshot a picture of them.
I know I smelled something.
Anyways, chat. Before we get to...
Anyways, chat.
Not the chat. That?
Yeah.
Anyways, chat. Comment below which I want to listen to next. Because we're going to take our... okay, listen, y'all. We're going to take a short music break. Oh, my gosh. I know. Don't look at the screen, Bailey. Don't look at the screen. Don't.
I'm excited.
So, chat, I'm playing this song because if y'all know I'm definitely from Florida, baby. So, I hope it's clean.
The English people don't listen to this like we do.
So, my roommates put me on. I'm going to tell y'all something. I do love me some good country, but I love Something in the Orange, Rockin' a Hard Place. I love songs that are just going to make me cry, and that's probably not my best bet. But this song is a more upbeat song. I showed it to my man the other day, actually, and he was like, hey, I've heard this song before. Didn't one of your roommates play it? And I was like, yeah, babe, you already know what's up.
Yep.
So we're finna go ahead and bust it down to Family Tradition. We're finna bust it down in here. Let me make sure Hank ain't on the do not playlist because, he's not. Okay. But, so yeah, we're finna bust it down because they taught me some new songs and we're finna eat it up. So, tune in back after this short music break. Enjoy the song. We're switching up the genres today. You know, we just had Boss Man on here. We just had 21 Savage. Now we're going to go to Hank Williams Jr. And we're going to do our big one. Enjoy it and tune back in to us at the official HGC radio at hawkradio.primostream.com.
Been a real close family, but lately some of my kin folks have disowned a few others than me. I guess it's because I kind of changed my direction. Lord, I guess I went and broke their family tradition. They get on me, want to know.
Welcome back to Dugout Talk, and I'm really sad that I did not name this show Real Talk, because that's all we ever do is talk real. I'm Kai, your host. I'm here with B-Dog and Bailey, and you're listening to us on the official HGC radio at hawkradio.primostream.com. Sorry about that. And I hope that you guys like family tradition as much as I do. I think I love family tradition because I think we have, you know, similar family traditions, LOL. But, back to that. Bailey is on an important quest of taking a test. So, if you guys chat, send her some luck. You know, I feel like I'm on like a real podcast, B Dog. And like, you know how you watch the screen and the chat's just blowing up?
Yeah.
Chat, blow up. I really blow like up, chat, kinds. Blow up. I'm going to do that. You're going to be like, Kai.
I'll be like, and then somebody says something wrong. Oh, you ever seen that?
I'll ban him. I'll be like, chat, what did he say to me?
Yeah.
Ban him, chat.
You're banned.
You're banned. Don't block ever him. Play with me.
Well, like, I have this name? One guy who always pops up on my TikTok, and he's known for that. You're banned. That's what he says all the time.
I would ban you if I could.
No, I would ban you.
No, girl.
I would ban you.
Girl, don't ban me.
I would ban you and you.
Anyways, chat. Banner.
Ban. You're banned. Next.
So,
if you're not donating in the chat, you're banned.
Chat, next time, y'all look out for me on my real podcast. And that's when I'm really going to have B-Dog and Bailey come back. And like, I'm going to have them come back every 5 years. And we're just going to check up on everything. B-Dog's gonna have like 5 more kids every 5 years, so
I'm still gonna be single.
Wait, what'd you say?
Working down at the timeout.
You're gonna have 5 kids every 5 years. Working down at the timeout? What?
Oh my lord. This is
no. No, she's gonna be sitting there working at Publix Warehouse too.
For real though, if they pay me good, might have to,
you know, they pay you good,
pop out,
you know, they pay you good.
Anyway, I just don't want to do manual labor.
Hard work. Like
I don't want
to
work.
Always wanted to be blue collar. If I could be a welder, I would. My mama said no.
There's still time. Hey, did go, you Bailey, wait, go, time Bailey. Out, Bailey. Did you ever see that one girl? She played on, I forgot what team, but she was a good player, and she like wanted to stop playing softball so she could be a welder.
Oh.
Like, which she was a big girl, whatever, like just tall, whatever. But we used to make fun of her, like, dude, why would you? She was really good, you know, and she decided to quit it all to go be a welder. Isn't that funny?
Yeah.
Liar.
That's hilarious. Liar. I actually want to be an underwater welder. There's big money.
What, Bailey?
You do it for just a couple years, you contract out, and then you come back and you're rich. Well, you're not rich, but you're stable.
Yeah, Bailey.
And of course I'm going to have a man because he's going to be paying the bills.
You're right. That's what I'm saying. My man.
That's just nail and hair money.
My man already knows what's up now. That's what I'm saying. Nail he's and hair. Paying the bills. And I mean, we had this conversation the other day already because we had to. And he was like, obviously, you wouldn't pay more of the rent. He was like, if anything, he said, I'd pay the rent and you're going to pay the, you'll pay like the Wi-Fi. I said, hey, you
one better bill.
Hope the Wi-Fi don't one come bill. Out.
Yeah.
If the Wi-Fi turn off, I'm like, babe, I'm sorry to get my toes done. Anyways, use your data.
What's more important, Wi-Fi or my toes?
Like, okay. Buki, you don't need to play the game tonight. Chill out.
Just one day off. Like, go to the library. They have free Wi-Fi. Go to
him.
Walmart.
Imagine
or not
him.
Walmart. Go to McDonald's. Go to that cafe down the street.
Are you hungry? All right. If y'all could have one beautiful meal right now, what would it consist of?
Okay, trick question.
That is.
I would say,
like, oh, let's go home cooked.
12 okay. ounce sirloin.
12?
Okay, I have
cooked medium mind. Rare.
I'm getting really excited.
She said medium rare. I'm sorry.
I'm getting really excited. I like mine over here.
WD, well done.
Baked mac and cheese.
Ew.
Baked mac and cheese. And yes, ma'am.
Yeah, you said ooh because you can't cook.
No, not you.
And,
not y'all saying ill to
can
Kai.
We go, can we go some collard
greens? And I think some black eyed peas and rice.
And throw some collard greens in there.
Yeah.
And
all right, time out. I'm never cooking ever again.
Beautiful honey cornbread.
Mm. Ew. I also like the,
I've never had
the bacon honey roasted Brussels sprouts.
Okay. Yeah.
As well. So.
All right. Is it my turn?
Oh no.
My
turn. Bailey. No. Have pause. Bailey's
I also want a fat glass of sweet tea to go with that.
Wow.
I like a fat glass. Sounds nice. Fat glass.
All right.
Fat with the pH.
All right. My fat. Dream meal right now is a grilled hot dog.
Oh.
So my grandma's potato salad. One deviled egg.
One, because you know
I want one rib.
Whoever says I only want one deviled egg.
I want one rib.
You said one rib.
And like one rack. Okay. I'm just thinking like cookouts. What I would eat at my papa's house.
Can you
hurry up so I can go? Time out. I let Bailey have her time.
You were interrupting her.
No, you didn't. You talked the whole time I was trying to talk.
So I'm just thinking about what I would eat at like my papa's house on a grill out. I'll have a lettuce with some mayonnaise and some pickles on the inside. And then I'll have a glass of Coke Zero in the TV going.
See how she did the Coke Zero, Bailey?
I just, that's what I would eat. On hey, podcast, dinner
I'm
going to
try
July 4th.
Something. I'm going to try to play some music while we're talking, but I'm going to try to play it under. I've never done it before because no one ever told me if I could. But let me see. Hey, can you guys still hear us? Hey,
yes.
You guys still hear us.
Okay. Listen,
I think I love. I mean, podcast, if y'all want me to sing, I can sing, but I'm not going to. Okay. So I think my go-to thing.
Sorry, just a fan of the song.
It's a great song. But okay, so chat, I think that I want, what about some smothered pork chops? Have you ever had, Bailey, you know what I'm talking about. B-Dog, you've never really had smothered pork chops, have you? Friend, so good. Gravy everywhere. But smothered pork chops only really come with rice and like cornbread or something, and then like some beans. I want a full meal. Bailey said baked mac and cheese, and I am lactose intolerant, but I will always, always risk it for some baked mac and cheese any day, anytime. Like if I'm full and I still got mac and cheese left, I'm finna devour the mac and cheese. I'm finna make room. I'm finna make my gallbladder grow back to make room to eat what I want to eat. So I think that's something I want to do. Something I want to do is just go eat some food. Is anyone wanting to go get food after this?
Yep.
Where do you want me to take you?
Wow. You're quick to say yes. But yes.
Are you calling me fat?
I was just going to say that, nothing. But I didn't want to bring it up because I know how we get. Anyways, chat, we're going to stop at McDonald's. If y'all want to meet us at McDonald's, meet us. Get my autograph. Bailey will sign you. B-Dog will probably sign
you,
too.
Give you a kiss.
Yeah, you know how B-Dog get down. Oh, chat, is it windy outside? Let me see. Y'all said yes.
It is windy.
It's still windy outside, chat. But,
when I'm with you.
Here we go. Hold on, chat.
How can I snooze and miss the moment? You just do it, boy. Nobody, nobody like you do.
Chat, that's all I hear in my car. When I'm with you. So it's supposed to start raining at 2 through 7, and it's 30, and then 50, 50, 40, 40, 30, and then we're done. But it said wind advisory until 5. It's out there winded, chat. I try to wear my hair down today.
Oh, day. I got a notification saying watch out for isolated tornadoes.
Oh, yay. So my brother got tsunamis and we got tornadoes.
Yay.
I got a sneeze, excuse me.
To clarify, her brother's in Japan, not in
America. Yes. He's in Japan. Sorry, guys. But like, chat, if there was a tsunami, we're in Tampa, so we are extra freaked up.
What is the scientific name for staph infection?
When I'm with you.
Chat, what's the scientific name for staph infection? Let me see. What is? Let me see. What they said?
It's streptococcus. Strep throat.
Hey.
Anyone was curious, I am a nursing major.
So, chat, if anything's wrong, just ask her. Chat, I try to help her. Have her help with my gallbladder. She didn't know nothing, so.
That was last year, okay? I wasn't as far into my career as I am now.
Her career. Bailey, what have you been doing for your career? Ooh, tell the chat what kind of classes you have to take as a nursing major.
A million credits. I don't know. Well, right now I'm just doing my
prereqs.
Basics, my prereqs, before I get into the clinical hard stuff of it. But to get there, you have to take microbiology and human diseases, which is what I'm currently doing. It's horrible. It's the worst class I've ever been in my life. And then you do anatomy 1 and 2. That's not as bad, but
that sounds horrible.
Microbiology is the worst.
Yeah.
And some really hard math because I'm bad at math. So it's hard for me.
B-Dog.
And yeah.
What major are you? Business?
Business.
Okay. And I'm a broadcasting major, so y'all already know, chat, what I want to do. Y'all, if I could have, like, my own video, I would definitely come to class. Like, if y'all could see me in here, I would come to class prepared, throwing that makeup, throwing everything. It would be so fun and live. Like, we'd be in here playing hacky sack. Like, we would be having a time. Just know whenever I have my own podcast, it's going to be lit and live. And just know it's going to be me. And I'm bringing my little babies on the podcast, too. But for the time being, chat, I needed y'all to hear this song. Oh my gosh. If y'all don't know nothing about no Keisha Cole, I'm putting y'all in right now. Chat, this is coming to, you know what? That's y'all's new name. Y'all called Chat now. Thank you, Chat. What's up, Chat? Y'all like that? What's up, Chat? LOL. So basically, our show is coming to an end. It's like we don't never have not a lot of time with y'all. as we're closing this up, I want you guys to listen to this Keisha Cole Love. This was back in 2000 something, way before I was born. What? It said 5 years ago. She did not make this 5 years ago. Anyway, she's actually performing in Savannah, Georgia. She's going to perform in Love. So if you guys want to go, go and send me a video chat. As we're closing out, roommates, thank you guys for coming with me.
Thank you.
Hey, chat, I don't know if you guys heard Bailey. She said it's always her pleasure. But as we close this out, thank you guys for tuning in. I'm Kai, your host, and my roommates, Bailey and B-Dog. You tuned in to us on the official HEC radio at hawkradio.primostream.com. And I hope you guys enjoy this last bit of the song and have a beautiful Wednesday. Enjoy. If it's raining, stay inside. Watch some movies. Have some fun. I'm going to have me some fun today. But chat, y'all have fun. Hey, wish my roommates luck. They got homework, chat. Please, please. On that note, peace out, chat. Y'all have a beautiful Wednesday and a blessed one.